Hey y'all, good morning. I just wanted to hop on here real quick before I got started with work. So a lot of things happened over the weekend. I'm very grateful for what has happened. Big cheesy face, Anyway, so I was having a conversation with someone, and what happened over the weekend kind of struck them, and they were like, talking about their spouse and the things that they need to do and what they're not doing. So I had to explain to the person, and God doesn't need our help to do anything concerning us. So God put it on my heart to, talk about it today. Well, I probably was supposed to talk about it yesterday, but I'm not sure. Anyway, so it was like, I thought about, when I'm changing my grandson. He is one, so he grabs and pulls and everything. And so, I'm trying to change him, and I'm fighting him more than I'm, accomplishing the goal that I set out to do, And so he don't, understand that I'm trying to help him get him cleaned up. He just want to play. He just want to fight. He just want to get up. He don't want to, just sit here and allow me to change his behind. So I thought about it. I was like, that is so frustrating. So then God was like, yeah, it is frustrating. It's the same when you're fighting me, when I'm trying to help you help yourself. So when I thought about that, I was like, Lord, just visualizing that, me trying to fight God, or this person that I was talking to the other day, trying to fight God, trying to make things happen on their time, And God was like, that's just how I feel, the same way. What you doing? What you thinking about? How you feeling when your grandson don't want to be still so you can change his diaper? I feel the exact same way. That's the look my daughter be giving. But yeah, so he like, yeah, that's the same way I feel. But my grandson don't understand that I'm trying to help him, but we are old enough to know, and there's no excuse for us but that we are human. And we can't see the outcome, but God does. And He desires to save us from our demise. So, I have a scripture, Jeremiah 29:11. Here's what Yahweh says to you. I know all about the marvelous destiny I have in store for you, a future planned out in detail. I'm sorry, y'all. My intention is not to harm you, but to surround you with peace and prosperity, and to give you a beautiful future glistening with hope. So today, y'all, God just wants us to remove our hands and allow Him to be God. Y'all have a great day. Thank you.